Hey, everybody, guess what? It's Friday. Woo-hoo! That is our Friday jingle. What's our topic, honey?
Well, when beginning again, repairing the brokenness in our lives is done by making peace with God.
How?
By making peace with God.
Who
else? Ourself and others.
Yeah.
So right now.
Not now, right now.
Yeah, stop allowing unresolved issues in our relationships steal our peace. Get them resolved, man. Now.
Not now, right now.
That's right. And this comes from Matthew 5:23-25. So if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar and go be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you're on the way to the court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and you will be held over to an officer, and you will be thrown in prison.
Cool. So, put that in today's terms for some people that are listening that might be new to the Bible.
Well, in other words, you know, if you got something against somebody, take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this prison that I believe is talking about here is just. And this imprisonment in your own body, in your own mind, and in your spirit, you know, holding on grudges and holding on to things like that, and not settling, you know, debts or not settling differences with people. Man, it just eats you up, man,
mm-hmm.
and keeps you. You know, it's just like a prison. You just can't break free. You can't go forward. And so this is telling us, you know, God's just telling us, man, take care of it. My goodness, just take care of it.
That's the brokenness. That's what he's talking about taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it done. And another reason to get it done and taken care of is because there's always danger of bitterness setting in. And bitterness is anger that has taken root and had time to just grow within us.
Yeah.
And the Bible's very clear on getting that taken care of. And it's always, always traced back to anger.
Yeah.
And anger is one letter away from the word danger, you know? And so that's something that we don't want to deal with. And that is also traced back to brokenness.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't want to complicate things too much. But if you take the onion and take all the layers off of it, anger is usually there right next to fear.
Oh, yeah. You know, in chapter 5 of Matthew, you know, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus told us about the Beatitudes. I mean, one of the things it says here is God blesses those who are merciful,
mm-hmm.
for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. I mean, you know what, man? God, this is Jesus talking here, mm-hmm. and he's saying, be merciful. In other words, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of it. Confront it. Stop walking around it. Meet it on head to head and take care of it and move on. Because, mm-hmm. man, you got more important things to do than to hold grudges and not to forgive people.
And also in the Beatitudes, Jesus talks about us being peacemakers,
yeah.
not peacekeepers. And that phrase, that verse is misquoted because a peacemaker takes a risk. Deals with all those uncomfortable feelings that especially mm-hmm. passive people have when they're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want confrontation. But Jesus blesses that. Of course, if you know if somebody's got a gun pointed to your head, that's a different story.
Yeah.
You need more help than what we've got to offer right now. But what we're saying is to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. And strive with his help to ask you to become a peacemaker. That's someone that takes a risk.
Yeah.
And puts it all out there. A peacekeeper is someone that holds it inside. So they, again, that passive person that just doesn't want confrontation. I don't want to feel all that stuff that goes on. What were they going to think? What mm-hmm. am I going to feel? Jesus says, that's what it says. Blessed are the peacemakers.
That's right.
Not the peacekeepers. So, again, goes back to our topic. Healing the brokenness comes from just being at peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with everybody else.
You know, and also one of the Beatitudes is God blesses those who are humble. I mean, they will inherit the whole earth. I mean, unless you have humility, you can't really resolve issues with people. It's a humbling experience.
Mm-hmm.
to meet someone head on and go, you know what, man, I may have wronged you or you may have wronged me, but I want to take care of this because I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be humble, you know. Anger and lust are two dangerous pitfalls. You know, they threaten us, you know, as far as that goes. I mean, anger, like you were saying, honey, man, that can really throw us off. But repairing the brokenness in our lives is done by making peace with God.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what he tells us to pursue. He says, of all things, you can do, work hard at being peace with everybody.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, we talk about peace a lot because I need to be peaceful so I can hear clearly from God. I don't have to guess a lot. Because when I'm not at peace, you know, I can operate a lot of the time in fear and questioning, you know, what double-minded, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do this, no, I'm supposed to do that, because I'm just not at peace inside. So strive for peace every single day. And it's like you said, honey, just being able to admit, hey, I was wrong. But let's talk about this. Let's get it all out in the open. Okay, so I'm clear. I'm not overthinking this anymore. My thoughts are not on that. I can get back to being open and aware of God.
Yeah, you know,
what he's doing, exactly. What he wants me to do.
You know, then we can begin to the path toward victory.
Yeah.
You know, by admitting that we're powerless, you know, and looking to our powerful God for help with our unresolved issues.
He's the one
that
can help.
I mean, victory. Mm-hmm. You know, we have victory in Christ. We just got to, you know, ask him for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's given us the same strength.
He has.
If we just call upon it.
And that's just it.
So many times we think, I can handle it.
Do it.
I can do it.
DIY, you know? Society.
How's that working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah. You know, so I just think that this is really a good topic. And it's one of those topics where, you know, you just kind of think about, you know what, man? Gosh, you know, God, you're right. You know, I don't want to think about my unresolved issues. I want to get them over with. You know, I want to have peace with you. I want to have peace with others. I don't want to walk in the room in my office and there's a person there that I have an unresolved issue and your whole day shot. Because, you know, you don't want to talk to them.
That's right. And you avoid them.
Yeah.
Avoid that person.
Yeah.
And then you have to get up every day and go, okay, now who is it that I'm not talking to today?
Yeah.
Who is it I need to stay clear of when we go to Thanksgiving? Who is it I don't, oh, yeah, what was the fight about? That's no way to live.
Yeah, so just, you know, let it go, man. It's not worth it.
And woman.
That's right.
You know, when God created Adam, this is not biblical. This is just something fun, something light. It was just Adam in the garden, and he created Eve. You know how we got the name woman? Because he took one look at Eve, and says, whoa, man. That's a woman.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa, man.
Well, yeah, that's what I do when I look at you.
Aw.
Oh, Troy's up. Troy just woke up.
Well, yeah, he's looking for a whoa, man.
He is.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, he's a good little dog.
Yes.
But anyway, we've had a good time today, and we pray that something that God has said through us will really stick with you. But if you just remember that unresolved issues in our relationships steal our peace, and get them resolved now. Do it not now,
but right now.
But you know what? It's really hard to have peace with God and with ourselves and others, unless we know Him.
Uh-huh.
You got to know Him.
Yep.
Every podcast, we offer the prayer of salvation. And those of you who listen to our podcast daily, you might go, hey, here we go again, you know, the prayer of salvation. But isn't that why we do this at all?
That's right.
What's the whole purpose? Yeah. You know, really? Jesus tells us to spread the word to the ends of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell people about Him. Give them a chance to come to Him. And that's what we're doing right now. If you don't know Jesus, or maybe you thought you did and you didn't, you just realize it now, gosh, I never really meant it. You know what? If you want to pray this prayer from a sincere heart and really give your life to Him, we ask you to do that right now. All you have to do is repeat after us, and know that you're saved. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to have peace with you, peace with others, and peace with myself. I give you my life today in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all so much. And if you prayed that prayer of salvation, or if you have any comment about our ministry, please go to our Facebook page. We really want you to like us, and we really want you to start commenting. We need your opinions and how God's speaking to you. We need to read those. So
we do.
Yeah.
Keep living it up.
While beginning again.